哈利路亚，首先问候大家，祝你平安。
Hallelujah. First of all, I'd like to greet every brother and sisters in the name of the Lord.
很多弟兄姐妹啊，已经十几年了，二十年了，没有见面了。
There are many brothers and sisters who I have not seen for over 10 or 20 years.
感谢主哈，这一次能够在这里啊，跟大家见面。
And I give thanks to God that this time I had given the opportunity to see every one of you.
因为这几天呢，声音都沙哑了，对不起。
Because these few days I began started to lose my voice and I apologize.
今天下午用更美的家园跟大家互相勉励。
But this afternoon I to use this topic, a more beautiful home, family, as our mutual encouragement.
家不是房子。
And our home is not the house.
正如同房子不是家。
Just like the house itself is not the home.
所以更美的家园不是更漂亮的房子。
So a better and more beautiful home or family is not a better and more beautiful house.
我看我们在这里的弟兄姐妹，房子都很漂亮。
And I see that all of the brothers and sisters here, you all have very beautiful homes.
住漂亮的房子，不见得有美满的家。
To live in a beautiful home doesn't equate that we will have a harmonious family.
正如同甜美的家不一定有漂亮的房子。
Just as a very beautiful family may not have a very beautiful home.
今天下午我要讲的更美的家园就是更甜蜜、更和谐、更快乐的家。
And this afternoon, this more beautiful home I want to discuss is a more sweeter, a more loving home.
先请看耶利米书第十章二十节。
To Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20.
耶利米书十章二十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20. Verse 20, the tent is plundered.And all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains.
这一节圣经有它的历史背景。
This verse, of course, has its historical background.
这是在描述以色列百姓因为离开神。
It is talking about the Israelites as they have departed from God.
他们得罪神
They sin against God.
神他们让他们被掳去巴比伦
And God allowed them to be taken captive to Babylon.
他们国破家亡
They lost their country and their homes.
这里讲的我的帐篷毁坏，这个帐篷就是家。
So this tent, the tent were they're broken. That tent is their home.
他们很多家庭呢。都破碎了。
Many of their homes are broken.
绳索折断。
And God has broken them, or the cords are broken.
这个绳索是指着维护婚姻的爱情。
The cords represent the love that sustains the marriage.
爱情断掉了。
Love has been broken.
家庭毁坏了。
And their family is also torn apart.
这个绳索。也可以指着婚姻的盟约。
This cord can also represent the covenant of the marriage.
盟约解掉了。
Covenant has been dispersed.
所以家庭破碎了。
Therefore, the family has been broken.
因此，儿女离开我出去了。
Therefore, the children have all gone from me.
儿女都没有了。
They have lost all of their children.
就是破碎的婚姻让孩子们。不能跟我们在一起。
So a broken marriage caused the children can no longer stay with their parents.
真的是家破人亡。
Truly, they had lost their homes and their families.
没有人再支搭我的帐篷，就是说我这个破碎的家没有办法再重建。
There's no one to pitch my tent anymore. Means that this broken home can no longer be rebuilt.
也没有人挂起我的幔子。
Nor anyone to set up my curtains.
这个破碎的婚姻没有人可以挽救了。
And this broken marriage, no one could save.
看到这种圣经章节。
And if we read this kind of Bible verse,
再想想我们的家,
and to really think about once again about our own home,
再想想我们的婚姻,
and to think about our own marriages,
有时候我们觉得很难过,
sometimes we feel quite sad.
这一节圣经虽然是在描述以色列百姓离开神, 这种家破人亡的情境,
even though this verse describes how the Israelites, how they, what they have faced as they left from left the Lord and that they experienced broken homes,
但是许多婚姻专家把它引证为破碎的破裂的家庭,
many of the marriage counselors will use this verse to show us a broken family.
我们都知道健全的家,
and we know to build up a complete home,
才有祥和的社会,
only when there's complete home will there be complete society,
才有富强的国家,
will there be a strong country,
也才有幸福的人生,
will there be good and beautiful lives.
所以联合国曾经在94年 把它定为国际家庭年,
and therefore once in 1994 the United Nations declared that year to be the year of the family.
它是要唤醒每一个家庭,
it is to make all of the families remember
家庭最重要,
that your family is the most important.
没有家,人生就没有幸福,
without a family or home, then you have no enjoyment of life.
记得那一年啊, 我们在台湾的社会流行一个运动,
recall in that year in the Taiwanese society there is this movement,
就是鼓励爸爸回家吃晚饭,
that is they encourage the fathers to go home to have dinner with the family,
因为很多爸爸不回家吃晚饭,
for there are many fathers they don't go home to have dinner,
早餐没有跟孩子吃,
even in the breakfast they don't eat with their children,
午餐个人吃个人的,
and for lunch everybody eat on their own,
晚餐再不回家,
and if for dinner they don't go home,
那等于啊, 这个爸爸, 这个家长, 整天都没有跟孩子在一起,
that would mean the head of the household had never stayed with the children the entire day.
这个口号运动推出去以后,
and so after this movement has been commercialized,
很多自认为好爸爸的就赶回家吃晚饭,
there are many who think that they ought to play the role of a good father, they will rush home to have dinner.
所以餐馆的生意啊, 也受影响了,
therefore the restaurant business were affected.
但是不多久, 大家又忘记了,
but not long afterwards people forgotten about this.
不回家的还是不回家,
those who did not want to go home they still don't go home.
可见呢, 一家之主对这个幸福家庭的影响力,
and so we see the tremendous influence of the head of the household for the benefit of the family.
今天下午我根据这个主题来谈三个观念,
so today, this afternoon, I'd like to use this topic to share with you three concepts.
大家听听看, 什么是更美的家园?
So we can try to examine this, what is a more beautiful home?
第一个观念,
first concept.
有许多老人家都向往六七十年前那种大家庭的,
There are many elderly, long for the society that is 60 or 70 years ago when it was still agricultural, where they all live under the same house, the same roof.
他们认为啊, 更美的家就是大家庭。
They feel that a beautiful home is a very large family.
是不是这样子呢?
Is this true?
请看诗篇 133篇第一节。
And to Psalm number 133, verse 1. Psalm number 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
大卫他很羡慕大家庭的和睦生活。
David longs after the harmonious life of a large family.
他在爸爸的家也是大家庭。
His Father's house has a big family.
当他自己有了家庭之后，
When he himself has his own family,
也是一个大家庭。
It is also a big family.
可惜呀，这两个家庭都不太美满。
But unfortunately, both of these families are not very complete.
尤其他自己建立的家。
Especially the family has built up for himself.
兄弟相残。
The siblings would harm each other.
兄弟姐妹之间乱伦。
And between the siblings, the brothers and sisters, there is some incest that went on.
他的孩子对他很不孝敬。
And his children are not very filial to him.
甚至要杀死他。
Even they wanted to kill him.
所以他非常的羡慕大家庭的和睦生活。
So he longs for the harmonious life of a big family.
啊，我小时候就在农村。
And when I was young, I grew up in a farm, countryside.
我们的家是四代同堂。
And we have four generations living together under one roof.
那个时候没有电灯。
At that time, there is no electricity or lights.
所以晚间呢，大家很早就睡觉了。
So at night time, people go to bed quite early.
你要看书，就要去抓萤火虫，放在瓶子里面。
If you want to read, you have to go catch the fireflies and put them into a jar so that you can have some light.
没有电风扇。
There is no fans.
当然了，更没有电视。
Of course, there is no TV.
晚间，我们拿着长板凳在外面乘凉。
And at night time, with the long stools, we would go outside and sit to cool off.
在那里听老祖母讲好古伯的故事。
And we'll listen to our grandma talk about the stories of, folklore stories.
听得很紧张。
And we would get so nervous.
可是很喜欢听。
But we love to listen.
我们那个老祖母啊，没有什么故事，就是这一条。
And our grandma really had no other story but that one story.
每一次要吵着要讲故事，就是听她讲。
And every time we want to listen to the story, we want her to tell the story.
听起来很逼真，很生动。
And it sounds so real, and it sounds so exciting.
现在我看自己的孙呢，在听霍格伯的故事。
And now I try to see my grandchildren as they listen to the same story.
他是听华语的。
They will be very doubtful about the story.
我也听听看。
And I will listen to when they listen.
那个味道啊，完全走失了。
We have lost that kind of feeling or that atmosphere.
绝对是输给我老祖母所讲的那个霍格伯的故事。
And I feel that it is so much more inferior compared to how my grandma told us.
我们几个小朋友玩在一起。
And a lot of the younger kids will play together.
在这个大庭院之间。
In a very big center courtyard.
那个地方可以晒稻子。
And there, we would bring in the crops.
也可以玩很多游戏。
And also, we can play many different other games.
男孩子就玩陀螺。
And the boys will play the
滚动，旋转，啊，不要紧，或者是钓鱼。
Yeah, or we will play fish.
提一桶水去灌那个蟋蟀。
Or we would take a bucket of water, try to water the cricket holes.
一桶水啊，把它灌进去，那个蟋蟀的头啊钻出来，把它抓着，哇，那个喜乐啊，非常的满足。
And as we pull in the water to the cricket holes, and as their heads pop up, and we can capture them, we feel so happy.
女孩子嘛，玩跳绳。
And for the girls, they will play jump rope.
玩那个丢沙包。
Or they will throw, I guess, little sandbags.
跟现在的孩子们玩的什么电动玩具啊，完全不同。
It is completely different compared to the children who play the video games.
大家庭非常喜乐。
And the entire family were also joyful.
一个人有饭吃，全家都有了。
And if there's one person who has something to eat, then everyone gets to share.
大家庭真的很快乐。
To the family of the life of a big family is really very enjoyable.
可是大家庭也有它的困难。
However, a big family also have difficult times.
有些大家庭呢，闹很多笑话。
Many of the big families will have many funny stories.
教会有一个许长老。
There is an elder Xu.
他们是大家庭。
They also have a big family.
还没有信耶稣以前。
Before they believe in the Lord.
二十几个家族啊，大概有两三个轮流生病。
There's 20 some household little household together, and every time there will be two or three will continue to be sick.
生病的时候拿中药来熬来煮。
When they're sick, they would of course cook Chinese medicine.
那个药罐啊没有写名字。
And the pot has no names.
你拿一罐，我拿一罐，就开始煮。
And so you take one pot, I'll have the other, and we'll begin cooking.
那先来的先喝。
Those who come first will drink first.
有时候我的药你替我喝掉了。
Sometimes you will happen to drink my medicine.
所以我就喝你的药。
Therefore, I'll drink yours.
喝来喝去啊，还是平安呐，感谢主。
But thank God, they drink different medicines, but they're still very quite healthy.
虽然不是对症下药。
Even though they did not take the correct or right medicine,
因为心灵上还是有一点安慰吧。
But at least it's the effect of the sugar pill.
以前的大家庭呢，婆婆生孩子，媳妇也在生孩子。
And before in a large family, the mother-in-law, as they give birth, the daughter-in-law will also give birth at the same time.
这就是双喜临门。
And this is called the double joy coming to the house.
媳妇忙的时候。
And as the daughter-in-law gets busy,
婆婆就把孙子抱起来吃自己的奶。
Grandmother can pick up the baby to feed.
婆婆忙的时候。
And as the mother-in-law gets busy,
媳妇啊就抱着这个婆婆的儿子来喂。
Then the daughter-in-law can pick up the mother-in-law's baby to feed.
这个就是大家庭的好处。
This is a benefit of a big family.
我现在很少看到婆婆跟媳妇一起生孩子，很少看到了。
Now it's very rare that it happened the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law give birth in the same period of time.
以前呢是多得不得了。
But before, a long time ago, this is quite common.
我们唐朝啊有一个张老先生。
In the Chinese Tang Dynasty, there is a Mr. Zhang.
听说是九代同堂。
It's been said that they have nine generations living under one roof.
整个家族啊，好几百个人。
Their entire family composed of over hundreds of people.
张老先生啊，认不得下面那几代是谁。
And Mr. Chang can no longer distinguish who are the younger generations.
所以他规定，所有的孙子儿子，通通要带名牌。
And so he made a rule that everyone has to wear a name tag.
要写清楚你是第几代的。
And also had to indicate which generation you belong to.
你的爸爸是谁？阿公是谁
？Who is your dad and who is your granddad?
这样张老先生才认得出来你到底是谁。
So then, he will be able to distinguish who you are.
听说，唐高宗啊，非常的佩服。
And it's been said that an emperor heard about this and he was quite impressed.
有一天呢，特别去拜访他。
One day, the emperor went to visit them.
请教张老先生，你们这个大家族能够和平相处，到底有什么秘诀？
And to ask him that to have a harmonious family of all these people living on the one roof, does he have any secrets to share?
张老先生呢，什么都不讲。
And Mr. Zhang did not say anything.
拿一张很大的纸。
He brought out a very large piece of paper.
用毛笔啊开始写字。
Began to write on that piece of paper.
连续写100个字才停下来。
And he would write for 100 words before he would stop.
那100个字都相同。
And the 100 words, they are all of the same character.
就是中国字的忍耐的忍。
And he is writing the character called patience in Chinese.
忍忍忍忍忍忍一百人.
And so he wrote patience for 100 times.
然后送给皇帝.
And then he gave this to the emperor.
我家和平相处的秘诀就是这个字.
The secret of having a harmonious family with so many people is this one word.
皇帝当然看懂.
Of course, the emperor understood.
原来要付出一把刀放在心上的痛苦.
Of course, you had to suffer. This character means a knife on the top of the heart, that kind of pain.
大家庭虽然有他的喜乐,
even though a big family has its own joy,
也有他不为人知的痛苦.
It also consists of the pain that no one can understand.
所以我觉得更美的家园, 不一定是大家庭.
So I feel then a harmonious or a wonder, a beautiful family is not necessarily a big family.
我们有一位李长老,
there is an elder Lee.
他说一个故事,
he told us this one story.
他说有一对双胞胎,
there is a twin.
双胞胎本来就认不得了,
and it's very difficult to discern between the twin.
偏偏呢, 又同一天结婚,
and so happened they marry on the same day.
全家的人都认得, 这是哥哥, 那个是弟弟.
And their family understood that that is the older brother and that's the younger brother.
最可怜的就是这两个新娘子啊, 认不得.
But the sad thing is that the brides, they could not tell who is who.
以前啊, 又没有谈恋爱就结婚.
And before, they never have any courtship, or I guess before they, or they dating before they marry.
结婚那一天才见面.
On the day they marry, that's the first time they see each other.
有一天, 轮到小媳妇煮早餐.
And one day, it so happened is the younger daughter-in-law is cooking breakfast.
她看到双胞胎的哥哥, 就是她的大伯啊,
and
到厨房来.
He saw the older brother, who is supposed to be his brother-in-law, coming into the kitchen.
她以为是她的先生.
And he thought, she thought that that was her husband.
因为像得不得了.
Because they just look alike.
就跟她讲悄悄话.
And she would tell him secret words.
把昨天晚上啊, 跟先生在房间讲的, 做的,
she told him all of the things that I have done the previous night with the husband.
新娘子啊, 讲得很高兴.
And since she was just married, so she was so happy.
那个大伯啊, 听到面红耳赤啊,
but that brother-in-law, he was so embarrassed, he was bright red.
一直跟他讲, 我是大伯啊, 我是大伯.
Keep on telling her, I'm your brother-in-law.
啊, 新娘子一听到是大伯,
and as the bride realized that that's her brother-in-law,
啊, 羞得不得了.
She just laughed.
赶快啊, 冲进去房间啊,
and she was so embarrassed, or she ran into her room.
冲到房间, 到客厅, 要找先生.
Into the family room looking for her husband.
这个大伯呢, 从厨房到庭院, 他也到客厅去。
And this brother-in-law also went the other way, and they arrived in the same room.
结果两个人又在客厅碰到了。
And then both of them, they met each other also in the family room.
小媳妇说, 哎呦, 刚刚啊, 好害羞哦。
And so she said to him, I'm so embarrassed just a moment ago.
我把昨天晚上的事通通告诉大伯，你知道吗？
I told the brother, your brother, older brother, all of the things that we have done last night.
怎么办? 怎么办?
What should I do?
大伯说, 我就是大伯啊。
So he told her that I am your brother-in-law.
什么? 你又是大伯?
So she said, how come it's you again?
啊, 我先生哪里去了?
So where's my husband?
闹笑话。
And so that is a funny story.
大家庭闹笑话, 常常有。
And so this, the funny stories that happen in a big family, of course, occur quite often.
所以我说, 更美的家园, 不一定是大家庭。
So I say, then a beautiful family is not necessarily a big family.
现在我们也不可能有这样的大家庭。
And nowadays, it's quite impossible for us to have this big family.
顶多三代吧。
At most, probably three generations.
再多嘛, 四代不得了了。
If it can be four generations, then that is quite incredible.
所以我的结论就是说, 更美的家园不一定 要大家庭。
So I would say, a more beautiful family may not be a big family.
我来谈第二个观念。
And the second concept.
有人认为啊，更美的家园就是小家庭。
People think that to have a beautiful family is to have a small family.
请看雅歌第七章。
The Song of Songs.
第七章十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
雅歌七章十一节十二节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. And verse 11, my beloved, let us go forth into the field, let us lodge in the villages, 12. Let us get up early in the vineyard, let us see if the vine has budded, whether the grape blossoms are open and the pomegranates are in bloom. Then I will give you my love.
刚刚读的就是小家庭。
So what we have read is a small family.
雅歌这一对啊夫妻
，this couple in the Song of Solomon，
非常的甜蜜。
They are quite so sweet.
刚刚讲的就是女孩子讲的话。
And the verses we read are spoken by the woman.
说我的良人啊，来吧。
Say, come, my beloved.
你我可以到田间去。
Let us go into the field.
你我可以去尊窗。村庄啊，住一住。
And that is lodge in the villages.
就你跟我两个人。
Just between you and I.
用今天的话说，我们到度假村去住一个晚上吧。
Then today's word it may be that you and I we go to bed and breakfast for a night.
然后十二节，我们早上早早起床。
And verse 12, let us get up early in the morning.
我们到葡萄园去散步
，and go to the vineyard to take a walk，
去那边赏花
，to look at the blossoms，
闻花香
，to smell the flowers。
新娘子因为看到花香，闻到花香，看到美丽的花，她动了爱情。
And the bride, she has seen these beautiful flowers, she began to be moved with love。
她对良人说。我在那边要把我的爱情送给你。
She want to say to her beloved that I will give you my love.
现在很多年轻人呢，很羡慕这种小家庭的生活。
Nowadays, many young people they long after the family life of a small family.
他们要结婚的时候，不希望跟公公婆婆住在一起。
Say Mary, they don't want to live with the in-laws.
他们希望两小口住在一起。
They want to live as a couple，
因为这样可以自由自在。
For then they can be very free，
无拘无束。
They will have no limitation or restrictions。
相亲相爱。
They can love and love。
高兴几点钟睡就几点钟。
They can go to sleep whenever they want。
高兴几点钟起床就怎么做。
And they can wake up whenever they want。
没有人管。
No one to look over them.
可以睡到中午再起床。
They can even sleep till noontime before they wake up.
早餐、午餐一起吃。
And they can eat the brunch together.
可是如果跟公婆住在一起
，However, if they have to live with their in-laws,
有的婆婆很鸡婆啊，进鸡婆了。
And some of the mother-in-laws are quite naggy.
六点钟啊。就叫吃早餐了。
6 o'clock, she will wake up and say that the breakfast is ready.
我四点钟啊才离开电脑。
I just left the computer table around 4 o'clock
in the morning. 刚睡觉你就要吃，叫我吃早餐。
I just went to bed and now you're calling for breakfast.
所以我常常对老人家说啊，你不必太用心了，太爱心了。
And so I told the elderly often that you don't need to.Be so detail minded.
就让他们去睡吧。
Just let them sleep.
让他们不吃饭了，他们都饿好了。
Let them,
不要管他。
Have nothing to eat and let them feel hungry. You don't have to care for them.
你爱心太好了啊！年轻人不见得会领情。
If you give them too much love, they may not necessarily understand the love.
两代住在一起。
To have two generations.
生活习惯不同。
They have different habits in terms of living.
饮食习惯也不同。
And the way they eat are also different.
我看你们现在很多年轻的吃什么 汉堡了，啊，什么派了。
I see many of the young people would eat hamburgers or they enjoy pie.
我看我们台湾的老人家看到那个派啊，以为是已经坏掉了的派嘛，派掉了。
And so many of the elderly in Taiwan feel that pie sounds like broken, so it's not very good.
跟我的孙子去玩呢。
If I go out with my grandchildren,
怎么走都是麦当劳。
Wherever they want to go, it is McDonald's.
我们看到麦当劳就头痛了。
If we enter into McDonald's, we will feel quite headache.
是那个汉堡啊，这么厚一个。
The hamburger is such tall, so tall.
这么厚一个汉堡啊，我这个嘴巴又不大。
And I don't have such a big mouth.
就是我在拿这个汉堡啊，还在考虑要从哪个地方下口。
So I hold the hamburger. I'm thinking about how am I supposed to take a bite?
因为我不知道第一口要从哪里咬。
I don't know where can I start a first bite.
我还想了老半天呢、啊，我那个孙女已经吃一半嘛，吃掉了。
So I'm thinking for a long while my granddaughter already finished half of it.
饮食习惯呢，真的不相同。
And so it's true that we eat different things.
所以难怪你们大家都叫儿子媳妇啊分开住好了。
And no wonder many of us rather our children are sons or daughters they live independently.
你们比较聪明啊。
You are wiser.
但是难道找小家庭就很好吗？
But is it true to have a small family is a beautiful family?
我到世界各地去。
As I visit many different countries.
每家地区。
Including the Canadian and also the United States,
纽澳地区
or the New Zealand and Australia,
欧洲地区
or in Europe,
很多我们的弟兄姐妹
many of our brothers and sisters,
都是小家庭
they all have very small families.
如果小两口彼此相爱
and if the couple love each other,
那还无所谓
then that is wonderful.
万一吵架了
But if they have a quarrel,
如果没有老人家在中间呢
If there's no, not an elderly among them,
那就很惨了
Then it's very, very bad.
有些人呢闹到马上机票一买就回台湾了
There are people who got so mad, they purchased the plane ticket to go back to Taiwan.
如果爸爸妈妈没有住在一起
And if their parents are not together with them,
年轻人呢一吵架
And as the young couple have a fight,
不是热战就是冷战。
They would quarrel quite hotly, or they would not speak to each other.
热战当然很可怕。
If they were to fight, of course that's quite scary.
吵的打的疯疯烈烈的。
For they would say things and they would fight, and that would be pretty bad.
甚至头破血流。
Sometimes even they would get hurt.
几天就好了。
But then after a few days, they would make up.
万一冷战的话，那就更可怕了。
But if they were to treat each other coldly, then that's even more worse.
我也看过，在我们国外的弟兄姐妹。
I witnessed that many of the brothers and sisters who are
夫妻两个人呢、啊，冷战很久。
That the couples they would not talk to each other for a very long time.
两个人都不讲话。
They would not speak to each other.
到他的家去访问。
And when we go visit them,
一个出来。再一个出来。
One will come out first, and then the other will come out next.
还是笑笑的，跟你哈利路亚平安。
They will still smile at you and say Hallelujah, peace.
先生跟我讲话，太太跟我讲话。
And the husband will talk to me, and the wife will then afterwards talk to me.
可是他们两个人没有交集呀。
But then they will not speak to each other.
连看都不看。
They don't even want to look at each other.
后来呀、啊，才知道他们已经吵架好久了。
Then we found out they had been in quarrel for a very long while.
已经很久没有讲话了。
They have not spoken to each other for a very long time.
我还碰到、啊。最严重的已经六个月没有讲话了。
And even I met once, there's a couple who had not spoken to each other for over 6 months.
我说这种家庭呢、啊，人都还没有死，阴间地狱已经到了。
I say these kind of family already have experienced hell even when they are not yet dead.
我们台中有一对夫妻。
In Taichung area, there's a couple.
是东北人。
They come from the Dongbei area of China.
先生啊。又高又壮
The husband is tall and strong
太太啊袖珍型的
And the wife is very
矮矮
miniature and she's small 很
可爱
She is very cute
两个人结婚了。
And they got married.
那个时候还没有信耶稣。
At that time, they have not yet believed in the Lord.
爱的时候爱得不得了。
When they love, they love very wildly.
吵架的时候啊，就痛打一顿。
But when they fight, they would fight physically.
太太那么小。
But the wife is so small.
先生这么高。
And the husband is so big and tall.
常常一拳下去啊，在地上滚了好几滚。
That one strike will cause her to roll so many times.
受伤了。
She would get hurt.
然后饭也不能煮了。
And could not cook.
什么都不能做了。
And she could not do anything.
赶快开着摩托车啊，带她去找中医师。
And then he would take her to the hospital.
那个接骨师啊，看了看。
And the Chinese doctor would look at how to put back the bones back.
哇，你的太太受伤很严重啊。
And would tell him that your wife has been hurt quite badly.
这要吃伤药哈，受伤的伤药啊，要吃三个月。
You had to take this kind of medicine for 3 months.
就拿几十包的药回去熬啊、煮啊、喝啊。
And so they would take these medicine back, and he would cook it and make her drink it.
他很后悔啊，我怎么一拳就三个月受伤
？And so he regret that. Why is it with his one stroke that he would cause her to suffer for 3 months?
好不容易啊，三个月到了。
And then 3 months is over.
又生气，又一拳，又三个月。
He got mad again. Another incident happened. Another 3 months.
一年到头啊，整年都在吃伤药。
And so, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they continue to have medicine.
真的不是办法。
And so, this is not the method.
后来啊，来信主耶稣。
Later on, they came to believe in the Lord.
脾气改了很多。
He changed his temper.
但是还是很凶。
And yet, he still gets mad.
一生气呀、啊。要打太太又不敢。
And he got angry. He want to punch her, his wife again, but he dare not.
这一拳啊，三个月。
Because one strike will cost him 3 months.
他受苦，我也受苦。
And she suffer, I will also suffer.
所以啊，就把那个电视啊，当作他的妻子啊，破坏。
And so then he would try to destroy the TV instead of the wife.
什么音响的，统统把它破坏掉。
And he would destroy all of the stereos.
那气也差不多了。
And as he calmed down,
没有电视看。
Then they no longer can watch TVs.
没有音响可以听。
They no longer can listen to music.
好了，再去买了。
Of course, they will go and buy more.
又没有钱。
And they have no money.
样样都分期付款。
Everything they had to pay divide up into payments.
后来夫妻两个商量了。
Later on, they have a discussion.
怎么办呢
？What should we do?
太太说：“你要祷告啊。”
The wife told him that you have to pray.
求主耶稣帮助你改掉你的脾气。
Ask for Jesus Christ to help you to change your temper.
也确实改很多。
And he changed a lot.
有时候一生气啊。
But when he got mad,
太太不敢打。
He dare not hit the wife.
电视机又不敢破坏。
He dare not hit the TV again.
因为受伤的还是自己。
Because still he will be the one who get hurt.
生气啊。
So when he's angry,
就打自己。
He will hit himself.
一直打。
He will hit himself.
打到太太看到很，哇，很可怕。
And that it will scare the wife so much.
就说，拜托了，不要再打了，好不好？不要再打了。
And she will tell him, please do not hit yourself anymore.
还要要求他停下来。
She had to plead with him to make him stop.
一直到受圣灵之后。
Until after he received the Holy Spirit,
完全改过来。
He was able to change completely.
他说啊，就是我爸爸妈妈都不在。
He is telling me that since both of my parents aren't here,
如果我爸爸妈妈与我们同在的话
，But if my parents, if they are with us,
我们应该不至于这样吧
？Then probably we won't get to this kind of stage.
小家庭。
Small family,
亲亲密密的
to have a sweet life,
你侬我侬的
that I love you and you love me.
可是，一吵起架来啊
but as a quarrel happens,
又就是南极北极
they would go to the north or become
中国人
说的话 they would go to the north or the south pole.
同床异梦
and though they sleep on the same bed,
所以我认为更美的家园不见得是。小家庭
So a more beautiful home may not necessarily be a small family
我现在谈第三个观念。
And a third concept.
我认为更美的家园应该是基督里的家庭。
And I feel a more beautiful family should be a family in Christ.
我们来想想，人类哈有史以来第一个家庭。
Let us think about the first family of the human race.
这第一个家庭是谁？
Who is the first, in the first family?
就是亚当跟夏娃。
That is Adam and Eve.
亚当跟夏娃组织家庭以后。
After Adam and Eve, when they have built up their family,
亚当对太太很满意。
Adam was so happy and satisfied to her, his wife.
于是从他的内心讲出一句话。
So from the bottom of his heart, this is what he said.
请看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2,
23节
verse
23. 2章23节
Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
这句话是第一个男人、第一个丈夫对太太讲的第一句话。
This is the first statement or sentence spoken by the first man to the first woman.
你看这一句话多么的亲密啊。
So how intimate is this statement?
亚当看到自己的妻子。
As Adam beheld his wife,
就喜欢她。
He loved her.
从内心讲这么一句话。
And from the bottom of his heart, he said this.
他说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
你看这一句话多么的亲密。
And so how intimate is this statement?
骨中骨肉中肉就是说我的身上有你，你的身上有我。
Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh means you are part of me and I'm part of you.
我们两个人是一体的关系。
Both of us, we have the relationship of one body.
那中国人这个造字很有趣啊。
And as Chinese created the characters that are quite interesting.
你看这个肉肉。
If we look at the word meat,
如果你们认识中国字，肉就是内人啊，内人就是肉。
The flesh, I should say, the character of flesh means inner man. Inner man, and that means the flesh.
谁是我的内人？
Who is my inner man?
当然是太太啊。
Of course, it would be the wife.
太太是我的内人。
For the wife would be the flesh within me.
我们可以换句话说，太太是我的肉。
Or we can say my wife is my flesh.
我的骨头创造了我的太太。
My bone created my wife.
所以她是我的身体。
Therefore she is my body.
我跟她是一体的。
And I and her am one.
这是这个男人讲的。第一句话。
So this is the first sentence uttered by the first man.
可是到第三章。
But as we read chapter 3.
这个家庭啊，第三者介入了。
This family has a third element enter into the family.
就是现在我们很流行的小三。
That is...
小三进入这个家了。就是第三者了。
So I guess it is the third person enters into the marriage.
所以这对夫妻就犯罪了。
And so then causes couple to sin.
因为第三者在他们中间。
Because there's a third party within them.
夫妻的关系起了变化。
There's a difference, cause a different reaction in the relationship in the between the couple.
然后这个男人讲。第二句话了。
Then the husband spoke the second sentence.
现在看第三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节。
3, verse 12. Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree of, and I ate."
这一对夫妻犯罪之后。
After this couple sinned.
这个男人就说了。
This is what the man said.
这个女人呢，她是我。同居的女人。
And this woman that whom you gave to me to live with,
前面说她是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Before he said that bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
现在变成同 同居人。
And now it is only a person whom he lived with.
这两句话相差太远了。
This, these two statements, have, they're so far apart.
你看那个第二章那二十三节，何等的亲密啊！
If we read chapter 2 verse 23, how intimate were they?
可是夫妻彼此不忠实。
But as they are not faithful to each other,
就变成同居人。
Then they became a couple that only lives together.
同居人呢，就是观念、价值观、心态相同了，我们就同居。
And to live together means their lifestyle, the concept and value of their life are similar, therefore they live together.
一旦看法不同，我们随时可以分居。
But if they who have any differences in opinion, they can separate.
现在有很多夫妻啊，不是一体的关系，是当作同居人。
Nowadays, many of the relationship of the couples, they are not the relationship of the flesh, but that of the living together.
因此，这对夫妻就被赶出去伊甸园。
Therefore, this couple was then cast out of the Garden of Eden.
从此以后，他们失去快乐了。
From that day forward, they lost the sense of joy.
因为伊甸园就是快乐园。
Because the Garden of Eden is the Garden of Joy.
那被赶出去了就没有快乐。
As they are cast out, they have no joy.
那么我们什么时候要怎么样把这个快乐捡回来呢？
So how do we once again find and look for the joy?
就是在基督里。
Only within Christ Jesus.
现在请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Book of Acts, chapter 16.
三十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 34.
使徒行传十六章三十四节。
The Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 34. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household.
这里记载有一个一家之主本来要自杀了。
This head of a household recorded here at first was going to kill himself.
因为他是看管监狱的人。
Because he was a jailer.
因为地震的关系，监狱的门都打开了。
Because of earthquake, all of the doors in the jail were opened.
他以为囚犯都逃走。
He thought that all of the prisoners ran away.
如果囚犯逃走了，他就是死路一条。
If the prisoner had ran away, then as a jailer, he would be in trouble.
所以他就拿刀啊，要自杀。
So he picked up the sword about to kill himself.
当时啊，两位传道人看到了。
And two ministers saw this.
大声跟他讲，不要伤害自己。
Loudly told him that do not hurt yourself.
我们都在这里，我们没有跑。
We are all still here. None of us has ran away.
这位先生啊，非常感动。
And so this jailer was touched.
就来对两位传道人说。
And so he asked these two ministers.
三十节。
Verse 30.
我该怎么做才可以得救呢？
What must I do to be saved?
三十一节。
31.
保罗说，你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And Paul told them that believe in the name on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
三十二节。
32.
全家人就来听道。
And the whole household came to listen.
33节。
33.
全家人就受洗。
The entire household were baptized.
34节。
34.
全家人一起吃饭。
Their whole household ate together.
全家因为信了耶稣都很快乐。
Having believed in God, all his household, they rejoiced.
这对夫妻这一家本来是已经破裂了。
At first, this family was about to be broken.
因为相信耶稣，
But because they believe in God,
他们又有了快乐。
Then they once again found the joy.
这是告诉我们。
This is telling us.
我们要恢复伊甸园的快乐生活。
If we want to recover the life of the Garden of Eden,
就是要相信耶稣。
We have to come and believe in Christ Jesus.
全家人都在基督里面。
If the whole household is within the Lord Jesus,
那我们全家就有幸福。
Then our family will have blessings.
所以更美的家园呢，就是全家人都回来，回到伊甸园来。
So the more beautiful home is to have our entire household come back into the Garden of Eden.
教会就是我们的伊甸园。
Our church is our Garden of Eden.
我们要重回 快乐的伊甸园。
We had to find this Garden of Eden.
全家人都要回来。
And all of the household of the family has to come back.
不是现在有很多家庭啊。
But nowadays there are many families.
太太来，先生不来。
Some of the wife will come, but the husband won't come.
父母亲来了，孩子不来。
The parents will come, but the children will not come.
虽然是伊甸园。
Even though it is a Garden of Eden.
可是没有全家回来。
But not the entire family, come.
还是得不到这个更美的家。
Then they will not be able to, receive this more beautiful home.
所以更美的家园第一步全家的人都回来。
So the first step of a more beautiful home is for the entire household to come back.
一个都不能少。
We cannot lack even one member.
只有全家人都回来。
Only when the whole household comes.
这里就是伊甸园。
Then that place, this place will be the Garden of Eden.
真正的快乐。
Then we will have true, joy.
但是我们不要忘记。
But we cannot forget.
亚当夏娃不是在伊甸园的外面犯罪，不是的。
Adam and Eve did not sin outside of the Garden of Eden.
他们是在伊甸园里面犯罪的。
They sinned inside the Garden of Eden.
所以今天我们全家人都到教会来了。
So as our entire family comes into this church,
并不是说啊回来就好了。
Does that mean that as we come back, it is enough?
我们回来要守伊甸园的规矩。
As we come back and return, we have to observe the regulations inside the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园有伊甸园的规矩。
There are regulations inside the Garden of Eden.
我们大家回到教会来了。
As we come back to the church,
每个弟兄姊妹都有我们该守的本分。
Every brother and sister have our own duties that we need to keep.
那么什么是我们在伊甸园的规矩呢？
So what is the regulations inside the Garden of Eden?
很简单。
It is quite simple.
好，请看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
这里告诉我们，夫妻在伊甸园里面要守规矩。
Here tells us that the couple had to keep this regulation in the Garden of Eden.
以弗所书五章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
再来。
23. For the husband is the head of the wife, also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
继续。
24.Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so that wives be to their own husband in everything. 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
好，这里告诉我们，夫妻在伊甸园的规矩。
This is the regulations of the couples in the Garden of Eden.
他说，妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
Says the wife says to submit to the husband.
好像我们顺服耶稣。
Just as we submit to our Lord Christ.
丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
And husbands have to love the wife.
好像基督爱教会。
As Christ loved the church.
这样看来，我们回到伊甸园了。
And as we see this, when we come back to the Garden of Eden.
丈夫、妻子都有该尽的本分。
The husband and the wife both have their duties to fulfill.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
The wife has to be submissive to the husband.
因为丈夫是头。
Because husband is the head.
当然你要顺服他。
Of course you have to be submissive to her.
但是丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
But husbands have to love the wife.
因为妻子是你的身体。
Because wife is your body.
一个人只有一个头。
A body can have only one head.
也只有一个身体。
And only one body.
夫妻结婚以后。
After the couple is married.
圣经告诉我们，先生是头。
Bible tells us that the husband is the head.
所以女人要尊先生是头。
And so the wife has to submit to the husband as the head.
既然是头。
Since he is the head.
你就要顺服他。
And then you have to be submissive to him.
要听他的话。
You have to listen to him.
顺从他的意思。
You have to follow his ways.
因为他的头嘛。
Because he is the head.
你不要头痛啊。
You don't want to have any headaches.
你又不是头，为什么要头痛？
You are not a head. Why do you want to have headaches?
头痛的事是男人的事。
To have headaches is the business of the man.
如果你想争做头。
If you want to be the head.
当然您就头痛了。
Then of course you have headaches.
那么先生要爱自己的妻子。
And a husband, you have to love your wife.
就好像爱你的身体。
Just as you love your own body.
我们知道头为什么能够在上面。
We know why the head can remain on the top.
为什么能够顶天立地。
Why can it be supported here.
因为身体支撑着,
it is because the body supports it.
没有身体支撑你, 这个头, 你就挂不住了,
without the body, the head cannot hang by itself.
这个身体如果没有头,
if the body is without a head,
那这个又是什么身体啊?
What kind of body is that?
没有头的身体会吓死人的。
A body without a head is quite scary.
所以很奇妙, 夫妻之道就是一体。
So quite mysteriously, the truth of the couple is one body.
我们教会没有讲男女平等, 没有。
In our church, we don't speak of equality of men and women.
男女根本就不平等。
Because there's no equality between men and women.
男女怎么平等啊?
How are they equal to each other?
我赚钱,你花钱, 一点都不平等。
If I earn the money and you spend the money, how is that an equal?
我赚钱啊, 我的法拉, 一瓶啊, 台币啊, 100多块。 你的化妆品啊, 一瓶 3000多块, 怎么叫平等啊?
The things I bought causes 100, and the cosmetics you buy causes $3,000. How can that be equal?
教会不谈平等。
And so in the church, we do not talk about equality.
我们教会讲的夫妻关系是一体。
The relationship we talk about of the couple, of the husband and wife is one body.
因为是一体。
Since you're one body.
所以你花很多钱, 男人认为是花在我的身上。
And so if they were to the woman spend a lot of money, the husband would feel that it is spent on my body.
因为太太是我的身体,
because the wife is my body.
她把身体装这么漂亮,
and she decorated the body so wonderfully.
是我的荣耀,
it is my glory.
因为她是我的身体,
because she is my body.
所以教会这个一体的观念很重要。
Therefore, it's very important to have this concept of the one body.
因此啊, 一个爱, 一个顺服。
So one is to love, the other is to submit.
有时候女人想啊, 为什么我要顺服丈夫?
Some women would think that why should I be submissive to the husband?
好像我矮了一窄。
It seems that I am been cut short.
其实不是。
This is not the case.
因为是一体嘛。
Since you're one body.
所以我就把这句啊, 改一改。
So I would like to change this verse a little bit.
就是说, 丈夫为妻子死了。
It's to say, husband has already died for the wife.
妻子为丈夫活着。
The wife has to be alive or live for the husband.
基督为教会牺牲了。
Just as Christ has sacrificed for the church.
那教会要活着为基督。
Therefore, the church has to be alive or live.
这个用在夫妻的关系来讲。
If we were to use this in terms of husband and wife,
做丈夫的为太太牺牲了。
The husband has to make sacrifices for the wife.
牺牲就是死了。
To sacrifice is to die.
我为妻子死。
If I die for my wife,
就是为她牺牲了。
It is to I sacrifice on her behalf.
不是真正去死啊。
It's not that you truly have to die.
真正去死啊, 太太变成寡妇了。
If you truly die, then your wife will become a widow.
表示牺牲的意思。
It is to sacrifice.
但因为先生这么爱我,
but since husband loves me so much,
什么事都为我牺牲,
in everything he does, he sacrifices on my behalf.
所以啊, 我要为丈夫活下来。
Therefore, I have to live for the husband.
我不能死啊,
I cannot die.
我是为他活的。
I'm alive, I'm living for him.
所以你看, 都是姐妹比较长寿啊。
And that is why majority of the sisters live longer.
因为她不能死。
Because she cannot die.
她为先生活。
She's living for the husband.
你看各位先生, 我们多么幸福啊。
And we see how wonderful our husbands, how wonderful our lives are.
太太是为我活下来的。
Because our wives, they are living on for us.
那既然为我活,
and since they are living for us,
你这个做先生的, 不应该为他死吗?
You as a husband, shouldn't you sacrifice and die for her?
不应该为他牺牲吗?
Shouldn't you sacrifice on her behalf?
这个就是夫妻的关系。
This is the relationship between husband and wife.
非常的微妙。
It is mysterious.
一个死, 一个活。
One has to die, the other one has to live.
好像非常不相同。
It is quite an opposite.
其实完全相同。
In fact, it matches totally.
因为我为她牺牲了。
Because I sacrifice for her.
所以她感动。 为我活下来。
Therefore, she is moved to live for me.
所以这个死跟那个生啊, 都一样的。
Therefore, this death and that light living is the same.
这个就是伊甸园的规矩。
This is a regulation in the Garden of Eden.
假定我们在教会里面
，If we are in the church,
先生不能为太太来牺牲
，That the husband cannot sacrifice on behalf of the
wife. 你就是没有守伊甸园的规矩。
Then you are not keeping the regulation of the Garden of Eden.
太太没有为先生活下来
，And the wives are not living for the husband.
那你就是没有守伊甸园的规矩。
Then you don't abide by the regulation of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园的规矩就这么简单。
This is the simple regulation of the Garden of Eden.
最后，我做两个见证。
Lastly, I have to make two testimonies.
我曾经到一个教会去。
One time, been to this one church.
那个教会的负责人呢，请我吃饭。
The council member of the church took me out for dinner.
安排一个老师跟我坐在一起。
And so they arranged a teacher to stay with me.
那个老师还没有信主。
And that teacher has not yet believed in the Lord.
负责人呢，要我一边吃饭一边传福音。
And so the council member told me to preach to him while we eat.
啊，我心里在想啊，你尽管吃，我要传福音，那你请我干什么
？So I was thinking, well, you're eating and you make me preach. So what kind of dinner is this?
感谢主，我还没有讲啊，那个老师已经先讲了。
But before I can even start the conversation, that teacher already talked to me.
而且滔滔不绝地讲。
And he continued to talk.
老师啊，很有学问。
And so that teacher is quite educated.
才三十多岁。
And he's only 30 some years old.
他说：“长老，我结婚四年了。”
He told me, Elder, I've been married for 4 years.
啊，我觉得一年不如一年呐。
But then I feel that 1 year is worse than the prior.
结婚的第一年。
The first year.
我们彼此相爱。
We love each other.
我觉得我在享受婚姻。
I feel that I enjoy marriage.
到了结婚的第二年。
And the second year of marriage.
我觉得差很多了。
I feel that it's very different.
但是已经结婚了。
But since we're already married.
我就勉强接受。
I would accept it with impatience.
到了第三年。
The third year.
越看越不顺眼。
The more I look at that, the more I feel bad.
第三年呢，我是在忍受婚姻。
The third year, I'm enduring marriage.
现在第四年。
Now the fourth year.
我准备拒受婚姻，拒绝接受。
I refuse to accept marriage.
准备离婚了。
He is prepared to have divorce.
这个老师啊，用四句话。表达四年的婚姻。
So this teacher used 4 sentences to represent his 4 years of marriage.
第一年是享受婚姻。
First year is enjoy marriage.
第二年是勉强接受。
Second is to endure with patience.
第三年呢是忍受婚姻。
And third year was enduring marriage.
第四年是要拒受。
For fourth year was to reject.
这样听起来真的是一年不如一年。
It really sounds like a year is worse than the previous year.
我说老师啊，你是为人师表的。
I told him, you are a teacher for many people.
你千万了不能有这样的想法。
You cannot have this kind of thinking.
我就把以弗所书五章这一段婚姻之道一边。吃饭一边讲给他听。
And so I told him about this truth of Ephesians chapter 5 as we ate dinner.
这外邦人呢、啊，没有听过这个圣经的教训，一听呢、啊，哇，感动得不得了。
And these non-believer never heard about this kind of teaching. When he heard it, he was touched.
他就转过头啊，问那个负责人。
He turned around and talked to the council member.
可能是他的同事吧。
Maybe it's his colleague.
我跟你这么多年的同事
I've been working with you for so many
你都没有把这种重要的夫妻之道告诉我
You have not even shared with me this important
teaching 你眼睁睁地看到我要离婚了
You have seen that I'm about to have divorce
你一句话都不讲
You didn't even tell me anything
那个负责人说 人家这个是结婚典礼才讲的
The council member said people only talk about this during the marriage, the wedding ceremony
我说负责人啊这个婚姻之道不是结婚典礼才讲了。
And so I told him, this is not true. You should not, this is not reserved only for the wedding ceremony.
平常就要讲了。
Normal, regular time, we can talk about
结婚典礼啊，两个人站在那边呢、啊，紧张得不得了、啊，他听不清楚。
For the couple, as they stand there in the wedding ceremony, they're so nervous, they really will not remember anything.
大家很冷静吧。
Because usually, in calmer times, we will have a cooler head.
你讲, 大家都可以接受。
As we say it, and people will be able to accept
我告诉老师说, 还不晚了,
啊? I tell the teacher, this is not too late.
你继续来慕道。
You can come and search the truth.
我说最好啊, 你带太太一起来。
The best way is to bring your wife come together.
你们一起听, 一起得到造就。
You come and listen together, and you will be edified together.
他说好。
He answered yes.
这是第一个见证。
And this is the first testimony.
很奇妙哦, 我一个月以后啊, 到北部去。
And so, quite miraculously, 1 month after that, I went to the northern part of Taipei.
刚好碰上教会一个姐妹团契。
I happened to be in session with a sister's fellowship.
我听到一个姐妹在台前呢, 做见证。
I heard a sister making her testimony in the front.
讲得非常感谢主。
And she was thanking the Lord.
她说弟兄姐妹啊,
she said that, well, brothers and sisters,
我结婚四年了。
I've been married for 4 years.
一年比一年好啊。
A year is better than the previous.
我早知道结婚这么好哦, 应该早就结婚了。
If I had known marriage was so wonderful, I would have married earlier.
然后她开始讲。
Then she began to say.
她说她跟先生啊, 在大学的时候认识的。
And she said that she come to know her husband in the college years.
大学一毕业就结婚了。
Once after they graduated, they got married.
她是念文学的。
She studied literature.
先生啊, 读园艺系,
and the husband
花园啊, 这个什么草木的设计, 园艺系的。
The husband studied, I guess, gardening.
两个人啊, 都很喜欢花。
And both of them, they love the flowers.
结婚的第一年,
the first year,
先生啊, 到花市去买花。
The husband went to the nursery to buy some flowers.
自己看。 自己选,
he would look at the flowers, examine the flowers, and would pick it out himself.
自己绑花,
and would tie the flowers up.
绑得一盆好漂亮,
and one flower is a very, very good flower,
红,
wonderful flower.
红花绿叶相衬,
and to have a red flower with green leaves.
要一条轻轻地拉着尾巴出去。
And to have a little tail there with a flower.
结婚的第一天,
so the first day of their marriage,
先生啊, 把自己买的, 自己选的, 自己做的花, 亲手送给新娘子。
The husband offered the flower to the wife, the one that he selected and the one that he made himself.
他说, 我亲爱的,
he said, my beloved,
这一盆花是我自己选的。
This flower is selected by myself.
自己去绑的,
I tied it up myself.
今天呢, 我亲手送给你,
today, I want to hand this to you by myself.
希望啊, 我们的婚姻像这一把花,
I hope that our marriage could be like this flowers.
这么的美丽,
so beautiful.
这么的芬香,
so fragrant.
新娘子接受了, 高兴得不得了。
And so the wife received it, and she was so happy.
难得啊, 这把花是我先生自己选自己绑的。
It is very rare that to have the husband selected it and prepared it himself.
很快的, 一年过去了。
Quickly, 1 year passed.
第二年呢, 到了。
Second year has come.
这个太太啊, 一直在期待今天。
And the wife is waiting for the anniversary date.
她心里面在想啊, 我那个先生啊, 会不会忘记今天是结婚纪念日啊?
And she is thinking that when my husband forget that today it is our anniversary,
会不会买花回来?
Will he bring me flower?
她一面做家事啊, 一面眼睛啊, 飘向外面去。
And she was doing work in the house, she her eyes
看到太太回来了,
looking
先生回来了,
as she saw the husband.
诶, 手上有拿着花,
and that he brought some flowers.
还好, 应该没有忘记,
and that he probably did not forget.
可是近前一看, 两朵,
but then as she examined it, there's only 2 flowers.
哇, 去年一大把,
before there is a whole bunch.
结婚才一年啊, 我的价钱降这么多, 剩下两朵。
Only after a year of marriage, my value has already decreased so much. Only 2 flowers, stems of flower.
先生看到太太,
as a husband
太太,
saw the wife,
节日快乐。
And that happy anniversary.
今天呢，我特别到花市里面去看花。
Today, I especially went to a nursery to select some flowers.
我特别选了两朵花。
I especially selected two flowers.
我把这两朵花用胶布、用小线把它绑得很紧很紧。
And I use the string to tie these two flowers together so tightly.
任何人呢都没有办法拆开的。
No one can ever break.The core apart.
这两朵花，一朵是你，一朵是我。
These two flowers represent one as you and one as me.
我们两个人因为主的爱紧紧地绑在一起。
That it is because of the love of the Lord that both of us can be tightened together so closely.
或患难，或贫穷，或疾病，我们绝不分开。
Whether danger, whether sickness or illness, we can never be apart.
啊，虽然只有两朵，太太还是很高兴。
Even though it's only two, but the wife still feel very happy.
啊，来来来，一起吃饭。
And so let's have dinner together.
吃得很快，很高兴。
And they're so happy.
啊，很快第三年到了。
And then the third year.
太太啊，准备这个结婚的宴席。
And so the wife will prepare a sumptuous dinner.
又插了三根蜡烛。
And she will place three candle lights.
表示结婚三年。
To represent the 3 years of their marriage.
先生回来了。
And so husband comes back.
手上有花。
And there's flower.
可是只有一朵。
But then there's only but one stem.
去年两朵。
Last year there were at least two stems.
表示他跟我。
To represent him and myself.
现在只有一朵。
Now there's only one.
怎么搞的？
How can this be?
可是先生还是很高兴回来了。
But the husband was so happy as he returned.
太太，结婚快乐。
And happy anniversary.
我今天呢，到花市去看花。
Today I went to the nursery to look for a flower.
那个花市的花，千千万万朵。
And there are so many flowers of thousands and thousands.
我都看不上眼。
I did not like any of them.
有红的，有绿的，有白的。
They were red, they were green, they were white.
我都不喜欢。
I don't like any of them.
我就看上这一朵。
But then there's only that one.
我心目中只有这一朵。
In my heart, there's only but one.
这一朵就是你。
This one flower is you.
这个世界上这么多女人啊。
There are so many women in this world.
我不爱任何一个。
I don't love any of them.
除了你以外。
Other than you.
这一朵就是你。
This flower is you.
我心目中的唯一。
You are the only one in my heart.
哇，只有一朵，她高兴得不得了啊。
So there's only one, so she's so happy.
我是先生啊，心目中的唯一啊。
I'm the only one in the heart of my husband.
啊，吃饭吃饭。
And so let's eat.
要放了轻音乐。
And they would play music.
又听又看又吃。
They listen, they examine the flower, they eat.
好，甜蜜的日子又过了一年。
And so they have another year of sweet life.
到了第四年。
The fourth year.
孩子也出生了。
They have children now.
这一天她准备很丰盛。
And this day she prepared abundantly again.
加上一个蛋糕。
Even prepare a cake.
四个蜡烛。
Four candles.
在等先生回来。
Waiting for the husband to return.
先生啊，这一天回来了。
And his husband come back.
竟然两手空空的，大摇大摆啊，回来了。
He came back empty-handed.
太太怎么看都没有看到花。
And as she tried to look for a flower, but she could not find anything.
她心里也开始不安了。
And then she began to feel nervous.
是不是忘记了？
Did he forget?
先生一回来。
And as he returned.
太太结婚快乐。
And he said, happy anniversary.
诶，他记得诶。
That he still remembers.
可是怎么没有花？
But how come there's no flower?
结婚快乐以后什么都没有。
After happy anniversary, he had nothing.
他说，太太啊。
He said,
为了今天呢，为了今天，我准备六个月了。
For today, I prepare for 6 months.
你不要忘记，我是学园艺的。
Do not forget that I have learned how to tend a garden.
这六个月来啊，我把我们的后花园呢、啊、重新整理过。
This past 6 months, I have spent all my spare time to renovate the garden.
我重新设计过。
I have redesigned the entire garden.
我已经算准了，这一朵花。几个月会开
I have already made the calculation that when the flower will begin to blossom
慢开的我先种
The slow blossoms I have planted early
快开的我晚种
The early blossoms I planted later.
我都计算过了，今天我所种的花全开了。
I have made calculations that today all of the flowers I planted will blossom this very day.
最近我们的孩子出生了。
And recently our children have come. We have children.
你太忙了。
You are so busy.
你没有注意呀。
You probably didn't see this.
来来来，就把那个窗帘呢打开。
And so he then opened up the curtains.
你看。
Look at it. Look at outside.
这个太太一看啊。
And as the wife beheld the outdoors,
满园的花真的盛开。
The whole entire garden is filled up with blossoms.
非常的漂亮。
It's so beautiful.
又经过精心的设计啊，很美很美。
And through his very careful planning and design, it's so beautiful.
她自己想，我怎么这么糊涂啊
？And she thought that how come I'm so in observant.
这半年来啊，我怎么都没有注意到这个。
Within a half year, how come I have never seen this?
他说：“太太啊，这些花都是为着你我开的啦。”
So he told her that these flowers are in blossom for you and me.
我们的婚姻就像这样子。
Because our marriage is just like this.
太太一高兴啊
，and as a wife, she's so happy.
先送上一个吻。
She kissed him.
然后去拿照相机。
And then went to take
the
camera.
拉到花园去。
To take the husband to the garden.
一张一张的照。
To take pictures.
照的每个角落都照过了。
And every corner she would take pictures.
才进来吃饭。
And then they would come back for dinner.
她做见证。
And so she was making the testimony.
我这个先生啊，处处为我着想。
My husband thinks on behalf of me.
每一年呢，都给我一个惊喜。
Every year he will give me the surprise.
我真的是一年比一年好啊。
And so year is better than the previous.
真的主耶稣给我太幸福了。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ truly blessed
me. 我非常感谢主。
So I give thanks to God.
我还没有问他第五年怎么搞的。
And I did not ask her what is the fifth year.
我在想。
I was thinking.
各位弟兄啊。
Dear brothers.
有没有送花给太太？
Have you ever give your wife's flower?
大概外国应该有吧。
If you're in the United States, probably you have.
台湾没有。
In Taiwan, this does not happen.
外国应该有吧。
Here, perhaps.
有的先生说：“哎呀，我那个太太哈、哦、喜欢红包啊，不喜欢花。
”There's a husband say that my wife loves the red envelope, but not a flower.
我说，红包再加一朵花，不是更好吗？
I would say, if you give them the red envelope plus a stem of flower, that would be even better.
我跟他讲啊，天底下没有一个女人不喜欢花的。
I told him, there's not one woman in this world who does not love flower.
假如这个女人不喜欢花，我看这个女人就有问题了。
If this woman does not love flower, then there's some issues with this woman.
所以你红包加上花不是更好吗？
And so if you were to give her a red envelope plus a stem of flower, that would be good.
他说是哦，我要试试看。
He said, sure, I will try this.
对啊，女人都喜欢花。
It's true that old women loves flowers.
你送她一朵花。
If we were to give them a flower,
她高兴了好几天。
They will be so happy for several days.
你这个一个礼拜啊，你天天都有好东西吃了。
Your whole week, you can enjoy very good food.
不信你试试看。
If you don't believe me, you can try this.
但是啊，你不要像我们台湾有一个传道啊，乱送一方，乱送。
But don't learn from this pastor in Taiwan. This is what he did.
太太生日的时候
，in the birthday of her of his wife.
他送了一大把花，太太生日快乐。
He brought a bunch of flowers and say happy birthday.
偏偏呢。他的太太对花又很内行
，and that the wife is very knowledgeable about flowers.
这个传道娘啊，就把这一大把花接了以后，就放在洗手间了。
And so after she assembled the flowers, she put them into the bathroom.
一放就两天了，都不动。
So for 2 days, she would not move.
这个先生啊，传道先生说奇怪。我花送给你，你应该插在客厅，插在房间，怎么放在厕所
？So he's very puzzling. The pastor was thinking, I give you flowers. Why don't you put it in the living room or the bedroom? But then now you put it in the bathroom.
两天了，两天都不动。
And she will not even touch it for 2 days.
今天呢，我要去注目的区，注目的教会。
And now I have to leave to go back to my resident church.
他忍不住了。
So he couldn't stand it any longer.
我的太太啊，我送给你的花，你为什么不擦一擦？
Now, my beloved wife, the flowers I've given you, why don't you place it somewhere else?
你为什么两三天都躺在厕所不动啊？
Why is it that for two, three days it's resting in the bathroom?
他说，因为我拿出来不太好啊。
Because it's not good for me to take it out.
他说为什么？
He asked why.
他说你祝我生日快乐，那是菊花，那死人用的。丧事用的。
Yeah, so it's my birthday, but you gave me the flowers are used in funerals, so it's not very suitable.
你到底要我生日快乐，还是要我早死啊？
Do you wish me a happy birthday, or do you wish me to die sooner?
这传道哦，圣经懂啊，花就不懂了。
And so the pastors understand the Bible verses, but he didn't understand the social norm.
是这样子，对不起，对不起。
And so he apologized.
我是希望你这个长寿一点。
Of course, I want you to live for a very long time.
传道娘说，那你去哪里买的？
And so she asked him, so where did you get it?
他没有了，真的。教会在丧礼的时候剩下的，我就拿回来了。
So,
丧礼，你明明知道丧礼，怎么拿花回来？我怎么知道？我说花就好了。
So he brought it from the funeral, from a church. He didn't even go buy it.
哎呀，你这个司马昭之心呐！你一躲我就高兴得不得了，你这大把干什么？连一毛钱你都舍不得花，对太太不要这样子。好了，所以哈，夫妻之间呢，这个感情要经营。
So we have to cultivate the relationship between the husband and wife.
婚姻呢，要破坏很快。
It is very easy for us to destroy our
marriage. 人家说啊，美满的婚姻要两个人共同经营。
We know to have a beautiful family, requires two people to cultivate it.
但是失败的婚姻，一个人就可以破坏了。
But to have a broken marriage, only takes one.
所以要好好的经营。
Therefore, we need to cultivate this marriage.
如果我们两个人都在基督里
，If both of us were in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我相信我们这个家园呢是越来越美。
And I believe this garden of our family will grow more beautiful.
更美的家园。
So a more beautiful family.
我的结论就是在基督里的家。
My conclusion is that this family.
我们两个人都是基督里。
Because both of us are in Christ.
这个家才是圆满。
Then this church will be a beautiful family.
不一定要大家庭。
Does not matter how to be big.
也不一定要小家庭。
Does not matter whether small.
只要我们共同在基督里。
As long as we're in the Christ.
一定是更美的家。
Then that will be a beautiful home.
愿神祝福。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
339
Jesus is all that's wrong to me My love, my joy, my allMy strength from day to day Without him I will fall When I am sad to him I go No other one can cheer me so When I am sad He makes me laugh
真的，耶稣是我一切所有。
It's true that Jesus is all we have.
在主里的家
，within the family of the Lord，
应该是更美的家。
It is a more beautiful family.
所以我们大家要保持在主耶稣里面。
Therefore, we have to keep ourselves within Christ.
让我们的家越来越美。
So that our families can be even more beautiful.
感谢主啊，我很珍惜下午的时间。
And I thank God, I really treasure the time in the afternoon.
因为这一离别啊，不晓得要几年的。
Because I don't know how long, as I leave, will I come back.
上一次到现在已经12年了。
Last time, till now it has already been 12 years.
今年75岁。
To this year I'm already 75 years old.
再加上12。
Plus 12.
87。
It will be 87.
我看很难了。
I think it will be quite difficult.
人生大概没有这么长吧。
I don't believe sometimes human life will be this long.
耽误大家哦，几十分钟啊，可以原谅了哦。
But I'm sorry I take up some time. I'm sorry.
希望啊，如果大家有兴趣，下个礼拜、啊、来园林教会参加启示录的课程。
And if you're interested, next week you can come to Garden Grove Church for the seminar about Revelation.
不然的话，我们回台湾的时候啊，到台中来见见面。
Otherwise, if you go back to Taiwan, if you come to Taichung area, we can see each other.
好，那这几天。在这里呀、啊，谢谢大家的招待。
And these few days, as I'm here, I'd like to thank you for your hospitality.
愿主耶稣纪念大家的爱。
May the Lord Jesus Christ remember your love.
彼此代祷。
Let us pray for each other.
一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.